with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, August 8th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Football season continues to approach, and that's the same case in Cedar Falls, where Northern Iowa football coach Mark Farley says the Panthers face another daunting schedule this season. UNI opens at Iowa State and will play Weber State and Idaho State out of the Big Sky Conference to close out non-conference action.
Typical Northern Iowa schedule, strong schedule, and get an opportunity to play Iowa State. And it's always good to get either Iowa or Iowa State every year on our schedule. It's good for our state. It's definitely good for our school. And, you know, it's nice to keep the money in the state.
And the Panthers have some high expectations. They were picked to finish third in the always tough Missouri Valley Football Conference behind North Dakota State and the defending FCS national champion in South Dakota State.
This is the best of FCS football. All right. And I think it's established that way. We still got to continue to be the best in this league, but we're proven. All right. And meaning this league. And so that's a lot of respect and humbling to be anywhere in the rankings here. But at the same time, that's not the goal, to be number three either.
And once again, the Panthers kick off their season September 2nd in Ames at Iowa State. Of course, the Plymouth County connection to the Northern Iowa football program as Hinton alum Derek Anderson is entering his redshirt sophomore year with the Panther football program, hoping to break through as a key piece of the offense at the tight end position this season. We wish Anderson and the rest of the Panthers the best of luck in the upcoming season. We'll go back to Ames, where Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says several true freshmen are battling for playing time as the Cyclones get ready for their season. Campbell says over the past few years, the trend has been for incoming freshmen to be more game ready.
You see these kids going to trainers, and you see these guys that have shifted from football. Football players used to be wrestlers and basketball players and doing all these things, where I feel like you've seen these guys really get into sports performance so much earlier in their career. And I think what it's created is young players coming in and being at least more physically ready to compete on the football field.
Campbell has been impressed with the newcomers.
This is maybe the most talented freshman class that we've ever brought in here. And, you know, a lot of credit to our staff, because we brought it in under a 4-8 football season, adversity and tough time. Those kids stayed the course with us. And yet those kids, I think, really believed in who we are and the value system of what this program is really about.
Campbell says a strong freshman class helps provide depth.
You know, I look at those teams where we've been really special, where we've reached our full potential. And I think one of the special formulas for us has been, you got to have great veteran leadership, but you got to have a really, really powerful freshman class. And because when you have a really powerful freshman class, what it does to the roster is you go out to practice, and now there's this really talented freshman that's ready to play, and it's pushing everybody and making everybody kind of feel uncomfortable, to be quite honest with you.
And the Cyclones open their season, of course, at home on September 2nd. They'll take on the University of Northern Iowa. We'll keep it in the football sphere as we go to the Division II level, where the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference released their preseason poll of coaches' thoughts on how the conference is going to go this season. At the top of the conference, we find the Beavers of Bemidji State. They receive 4 first-place votes. Minnesota State Mankato is second in the preseason coaches' poll from the Northern Sun. Wayne State, featuring Galen Catholic alum Keaton Bonderson, they are third in the coaches' poll. Of course, Wayne State's coming off a playoff run last year. They had 2 first-place votes. Augustana was 4th, Minnesota Duluth 5th, Winona State 6th, the Northern State and Sioux Falls were tied for 7th in the upcoming preseason poll from the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. Of course, football season for them is not too far away either. And going back to the Division I level, where the American Football Coaches Association coaches poll, powered by USA Today Sports, came out for the preseason look at things. The Georgia Bulldogs come into the season preseason favorites in the country, ranked number 1. Michigan comes in ranked number 2. Alabama's 3rd ranked, Ohio State 4th. LSU 5th. It's Southern California 6th, Penn State 7th, Florida State 8th, Clemson 9th, and Tennessee 10th. The Iowa Hawkeyes are just one spot out of the top 25 of the coaches' poll. They are the first team receiving votes, would be number 26th if the poll continued past 25. Again, that's coming from the American Football Coaches Association, their preseason coaches' poll. Let's take a look now at some Major League Baseball scores from yesterday. We don't have any American Association scores for you. They were off yesterday. The Minnesota Twins got out in front early and took down the Detroit Tigers 9-3 in Detroit. It was the New York Mets getting the better of the Cubs last night. The Reds beat the Marlins 5-2. Red Sox took down the Royals 6-2. White Sox beat the Yankees at home 5-1. Blue Jays took down the Guardians 3-1. Brewers stomped the Rockies 12-1 in Major League Baseball yesterday. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.